Whoa. Okay. All right, let's begin. All right, we're up to the last line of the Tosfos on Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom line. And we enter the world of Kinyan Suter, okay? So it's a whole new world. Up till now, Nachum, you need my Gemara? I brought it for you. Use the big one, okay? You'll read today? Let's finish it up, okay? We enter the world of Kinyan Suter, which is a new world. The first, the Amud Aleph is talking about Mechilat Shricha Kinyan, Mechilat Shricha Kinyan. Now we enter the world of Kinyan Suter, okay? So it's a whole new topic. The reason why it's in the same Tosfos is because Kinyan Suter is in the Gemara, Pshara Tzricha Kinyan, and Pshara has that element of Mechila. But it's not like there's a total disconnect. It could have been theoretically a separate Tosfos, but since it's all part of the same sugya, so Tosfos left it the same sugya. But it's really a water, really a new totally world. Go ahead, Nachum. Let's see inside. Says the Gemara. Says Tosfos. Mikan Chazer. Go ahead. A little bit louder. I'm sorry. I can't hear you well. Go ahead. Excellent. What does the Rivam say? He's known as the Rivam. You got it on the computer there?
Yeah.
What does the Rivam say? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. Kinyan means Kinyan Suter. Kinyan must be done in front of two guys. And if it's not done in front of two guys, Rabbi Yervam used to think, his original thought was, Daniel, you got me? That you always need two. You got it there? You always need two. If you, just like we said yesterday and this year, for getting the Kiddushim, what are the Adim called? Adim le what? What are they called? Adim le? What are the Adim called? Le Kiyume Hadavar. Lakimadavar means the Ali Kuva. Without Adim, you can't have a getting Kedushin. For Dinim Amnus, what are they called? Adim Liv Rure Hadavar. Lon Ivrusadi El Lashakri. The Gemara's Lashon and Kedushin Samachem and Base. Adim were created to make sure no one plays games. But if I lend someone money and there's no Adim, he still owes me the money. It's recommended to have Adim so he doesn't play games with me. Yes? All of a sudden, the Rivam used to think, get it down in your notes, that Kinyan Suter needed Adim, like getting the Kedushin. It's a financial transaction. We're going to have to ask that. Why should that be that you should need Adim? But that's what he used to think. But he retracted. Why did he retract from our Gemara? Go ahead. To how what? There it is. Look, our Gemara caused him to retract. Because our Gemara says the Chum say you only need one for Pshara. But despite that, what did he say? Despite that, what does he say? All you need is one guy and you need a Kinyan. I thought you need two guys. Evidently, that's wrong. So the Rivam retracted from what he used to think, and he says Kinyan Suter does not need two Adim. Does not need two Adim, like any other transaction in the moments. It's still good with no Adim. It's recommended to have Adim, but it's not Likuva. Okay? So he retracted from our Sugi. One sec, Johnny. So what does he have to do now with his retraction? So how do you reread the Gemara Bava Basra? Good morning, Babas. You said Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, didn't it? So why did it say Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim? Go ahead. Had the knock on. Stop right there. What does Ansar Homer Kasuva mean? When it said Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, it didn't mean to imply that you have to have two guys. What did it imply? All it implied is that if there are Adim on the transaction, they don't need a direction from the two parties, one of the two parties, to write it down. They can write a shtar on their own to prove the transaction was made. That's called a shtar raya. Kinyan bifnei shnayim ve'ein tzarich lomar kasuvu. You don't need one of the two parties to tell the Adim write down a shtar to prove there was a transaction. There's no need to do that. You follow what I'm saying? That's all the Gemara meant. That if you have two guys that can write the shtar on their own to prove there's a transaction, but it has nothing to do about the Kinyan Suter. The Kinyan Suter is still good on its own, even without two guys. You follow what I'm saying? Nachum, you got me? That's how he reread the Gemara and Bava Basra. So at this point, what was the Rivam's first thought? That you need Adim that a Kiyume Adavar for Kinyan Suter, and if not, you're done. The Gemara and Bava Basra proved it. Then he backed out of that from our Gemara and said, Pshara, one is enough, and it said he still needed a Kinyan. So if one's enough, how could he have a Kinyan? You see that? You don't need to have two. So how do you reread the Gemara and Bava Basra? The Gemara and Bava Basra is talking about something else completely. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim means Tzarich Lomar Kasuvu is you don't need a direction from the what? From the two parties to write it down. The Edom can write it up on their own. But that's not to tell me, Pinchas, that you need to have two guys for a Kinyan Seder to work. You got me? So at this point now, what's the Rivam hold? Ben, that you do not need to have two for Kinyan Seder. Yes, Johnny, go ahead real quick. What do you say?
What's the whole Av mean of the Rivam, meaning to connect Pshara with the Kinyan? We said both.
Because you're doing a Kinyan Seder.
Both ways Tosfos explained the Kinyan, either before or after, was really on the Mechila itself.
I understand, but there's still a Kinyan Seder being
it didn't
done.
It sound like the Kinyan was at all on the Pshara.
No. It doesn't. For sure, it is on the pshara. It's on the decision of 60,000. Built in that decision of 60,000 is mechila. Of course, the Kenyan's on the acceptance of the pshara. Built in the acceptance of the pshara is an element of mechila. That's no doubt. But you see, there's a Kenyan suitor in our Gemara. The Kenyan suitor was on the pshara. Built in the pshara is an element of mechila because you're losing 30,000. So now we're focusing on the actual Kinyan Seder that was done. Do you need to have two guys? Rivam says, no, you don't need. Because the Chum say one is enough. And you reread the Gemara Bava Basra. The only reason why I need two is just to tell me easy to write a shtar. You won't need a directive from one of the two people. Okay? You got me? That's what the Rivam is holding now. Okay? You got this, Klor? Go ahead, Yonah, real quick.
Really quickly, the Rivam concludes that when we saw the first Gemara, that we're needing two is just to confirm the legitimacy of the shtar.
And those two guys can write a shtar up on their own without a directive of one of the two parties. They want to write a proof that there was a transaction done, they can write it. They don't need to be told. Ain sarach lomar kasuvu. That's all you need two for.
Rivam could easily still hold the kiyum that you need two Aiden for Kinyan Sudar for the kiyuma.
No, he holds you don't need two.
The pshara, the actual compromise is
done. No, you don't.
When you want to do the kiyum, that's like totally.
Okay, that's what we're going to say now. But up till now, Lamaisa is going to try to save it. But I'm saying right now, Lamaisa, at this point where we read up to, the Rivam has retracted and say you don't need two. For Kinyan Seder to work.
I mean, Tosfos is going to say that because he's all right. Separating the two. The
well, let's wait. I want you to understand up to this now, Johnny. What the Rivam is retracted from the saying.
Like, what's the Rivam's Havamina, though?
Because the Maisa, the reason why I need a Kinyan is to pledge our pledge of allegiance that we're going to agree to what the guy says. But I don't need to have two guys there at all. I don't need to have two guys there. The Rai is the Chum say one. That's enough. Done. All you need is one. They made the Kinyan Seder in front of one arbitrator. You're done. One pashra and you're done. That's the simplest reading. I would have said like the Rivam. Okay? So at this point, the Rivam is retracted. What did he say originally, Ali? You need two for Kinyan Seder. Now I retracted that from our Gemara. Either Gemara Babas, you just need four what? Shtar. Okay? You with me, Zach? Viter. Go ahead, Nahum. Zuck Tysus. He says, forget about it. You know what? Tosus is trying to keep alive the Rivam's first thought. It's amazing, this Tysus. He's trying to keep alive, and we're going to see Bez Hashem, the end of Tysus, he holds like this. He's trying to keep alive the Rivam's first thought that you need two Aiden for Kinyan Seder. It's a bomb shita. Go ahead, Dane Ryan, kind of claw. Why? Diachol? No problem. You can reread the Gemara like Johnny just said. The Chum say Pshara can be done by one Dayan. But the Kinyan that's done by the two litigants that they're going to pledge allegiance to listen to him, that's Takadon in front of who? That's Takadon in front of how many? Two. And a Kinyan suitor needs two. Tyson is trying to keep alive the Rivam's first thought. Rabbeinu Tam is going to go with the Rivam's second thought. Okay? It's a beautiful way of saying it. Of Pshara B'yachin. Okay, to decide, all you need is one dying, Yonah. To decide all he needs one dying. But the Kinyan in front of the litigants got to be done in front of two. Whether it's done before or done afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Because according to the Rivam's first thought, and Tais is keeping it alive, that you need two Aiden for Kinyan Seder. What in the world Kinyan Seder has a similarity that requires Aiden Lekuvader, like Gittin Kedushin? That we have to see, Biz Hashem. But that's the sheet that we're trying to get. Go ahead now. Nachum Viter. Now Rabbeinu Tam is going to come along and say also, like the Rivam second thought, that you don't need Aedis Lekiyum Adover. Go ahead, Rabbeinu Tam, I have a doctake. Come on, guys, let's get pumped. Daniel, this tice is amazing. This is Mamish, this is Geshmak of Thurish Shabbat. This is where it's at. This tice is, Lomites. Okay? We are all stippling the safer on this, Lomites. For Yosef David, I don't have any more. I need to reprint more. Costs a lot of money to reprint more. Okay? But let's go. Go ahead. Nachum, what do you say? Rabbeinu Tam Hayah Medakdek? Okay, now let's get this. Rav Papa holds, please get it. Bless you, Matbeis Nikta B'Chalipin. What does that mean, Matbeis Nikta B'Chalipin? Let's say I have a kinyan suitor. I have a handkerchief. I want to give it to Yosef. Yosef, I said, give me the, I want to swap the coins with the handkerchief. Can we do that? Rav Papa says yes. Matbeya Nikta B'Chalipin. Rav Papa says yes. We don't paskin like Rav Papa. But the Gemara asks on Rav Papa from the din about Maisha Sheni. Now, does everyone know what Maisha Sheni is? There's a 7-year cycle, we know Shemitah cycle, correct? Years 1, 2, 4, and 5, right? Truma's every year, all the 6 years you give to Kohanim. Maisha Rishon gives the Levi every year. Maisha Sheni's 1, 2, 4, and 5, right? First you take off from the tomatoes, Truma. Then you take off Maisha Rishon and it goes to the Levi. Right? Those are every year. You follow me, Stephen? Maaser Sheni is though years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Now, those tomatoes, I can go up to Yerushalayim and eat them there in the walls of Yerushalayim. That's Maaser Sheni. But what happens if they're too heavy to schlep? So the Torah says I can redeem them on the coins. The Kedusha leaves the tomatoes, goes onto the coins. I take the coins up to Yerushalayim and I buy a Korban Shlomim there. And Rav Schechter used to always add on, ideally Shlomim, but if you want to add on pastrami sandwiches and beverages, that's fine as well. But ideally, you're supposed to buy Shlomim. I remember Schechter saying, you can buy a cold cut sandwich, and you could also buy beverages. Lamai said, okay, but do you want to do Shlomim? Ideally, Shlomim, okay? Someone asked, what's the muck of a corned beef sandwich? That's the muck, right? Okay, so you see Beferish. You see, Beferish, that what? That's Maaser Sheni. Now, what's the halacha when you redeem it on the coins? You have to add a chomish. What's a chomish? Literally translates a fifth, but it's really a fourth. It's really a fourth. An extra fourth a month. You got to add on. But the halacha is as follows. You only have to add on an extra chomish if you redeem your own stuff. If your friend redeems it for you, then he doesn't have to do it. It's a straight-up exchange. Okay? That's the halacha. It's like a shtick. It's a harama. Harama is like a harama. Literally means it's like a legal fiction. But Yushami says, but Maaser Sheni says Hashem gave a special bonus of a bracha to Maaser Sheni. They're allowed to get out of that by having a friend do it for you. So the Gemara has a case. I want you to get this. That Lamaisa Rav Papa says we can swap a handkerchief for money. Matbea nikta b'chalipin. Well, the Gemara has a case. There's a guy standing at the threshing floor, and he wants to be poed as Maaser Sheni, but he wants to get out of a chomish. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, Beferish, halacha lemaisa, listen to what I do. I give over the peiris to my friend Yosef. I give over the peiris Maaser Sheni to my friend Yosef. And what happens? Halacha lemaisa, who owns the fruit now? You own the fruit. But I redeem it for what? Straight up. Because it's not mine anymore. You follow me? So I get out of having to do with the chomish.
What does that mean, redeem it, though?
Redeem it because I take the kedusha from the fruit and put it on the money. Let's get the case. So I give Yosef the fruit. It's no longer my fruit, and then I want to be poured onto the coins. Problem is that my coins are not here. They're in my house. So what do I do? So the Gemara says, Beferish, very beautifully, if I hold my bayonik the bechalipin, it should work. I give you a handkerchief. Pinchas, I give him a handkerchief. Right? By me giving the handkerchief, the money goes on to what he gets the money. And that's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. If you hold my pen, nikta b'chalipin, that's what you should be able to do. No problem. And what have I accomplished by doing that? I've accomplished by doing that. I get out of doing the chomish. Yes? I get out of doing the chomish. It's an amazing thing. So the Gemara says, if you hold my pen, nikta b'chalipin, go ahead. Vi amras. Read it again. Start again for Rabbeinu Tam Hayah Medakdek, please. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, I'm standing in the threshing floor and I have no money. My money's in my house. Go ahead. Exactly. Let me mimakta the money. I got the handkerchief and let it be good. Let it be good. It's an amazing shot, Lamaisa. Let it be good. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Because I don't have the money around. Now, if the money would be around, what would be better to do? It would look like less of a shtick? If the money was around, I would just tell Yosef what? Instead of giving Yosef the payris, what would I do? I would just give him the money for the suitor. That looks like less of a shtick. But by me giving the payrus over, that's a bigger shtick. It's a bigger harabah. But the Gemara says, you hold makpeh and make the machleva, let it be good. The Gemara asks this kashin in Bav Metzia. You know what it answers? I have no handkerchief. The Gemara says, I have no handkerchief. That's what the Gemara answers.
If you had a handkerchief, it would be fine.
Yeah. So the Pashut Mineh, go ahead.
Pashut Mineh, the indignus, the Chalita.
So the Gemara says, you see from here. So the Gemara says, it's no suitor. I have no suitor. The Gemara says, it's ridiculous. But Gavra Artilai, what am I, a person that's naked, has no clothes? What, I have no suitor on me? It's ridiculous, the Gemara says. El, the Gemara says, ain't my pen, nikta b'chalipa. It doesn't work. You cannot swap matpeh with chalipin. So the Gemara says, go ahead, the dochek.
The dochek hayale, ugni begavra artilai.
Yeah, it's very shvir, dochek, to say that the Gemara is talking about a case of a naked man who has nothing. So what do you see from there? Go ahead, v'hashta.
V'hashta, my lo nishani, kegon de leka tre, ben kenyan moya.
Ella.
Ella b'fnei
shnayim. Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, you first thought Rivam. If you need a Kenyan suitor always to have two Adim, why did the Gemara just say there were no two Adim around in the threshing floor? Why did the Gemara have to come out in this severe answer that he has no handkerchief, which the Gemara gets rid of in the end? Just say there's no two Adim around. You always need to have two for a Kenyan suitor. The fact that the Gemara didn't answer that, Ella, shows it's wrong that a Kenyan suitor works even without two Adim. Go ahead, Ella.
Ella shmami na divide me, honey.
Excellent. You see, so Rabbeinu Tam is with the second thought of the Rivam, that Kenyan suitor does not need two Adim. It's a good raya, no? You think it's a good raya. You think it's a good raya. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. You think it's a good raya. What is the answer? What is supposed to say in the end? What does that last line mean? That last line means what? That's not a good raya. There are always people on a threshing floor. That's why the Gemara couldn't give that answer. What is Tosas saying then? Tosas is rejecting Rabbeinu Tam, and he rejected the Rivam's second thought earlier because Tosas, at the end of the day, holds what? Let's get it down. Tosas, at the end of the day, in the Misconis of our Gemara, holds that what? A Kenyan suitor needs how many guys? Sarich Shnayim. Bottom line, like the first thought of the Rivam against the Rabbeinu Tam. Kenyan suitor needs Shnayim. And the question is why? That's our kasha. What, this is like getting to Kiddushin? That Adim are the Kumi Adover? It's the Chapella. Mamish Chapella, this places. In fact, I gave you Tosas and Kiddushin and Samachem the Bezer Maskalo Ivru. Everyone got the packet in front of you? Okay? I'm just saying it outside. The first Tosas and Kiddushin, Samachem the Bezer Maskalo Ivru. You know what he writes? He says, he brings a bunch of riots. Please get it down. Tosa Kedushin. This is the first paragraph here in the Shtikl Torah. Tosa Kedushin. Samachem is Dir Maskal Ivru says, he brings many riots from Shas that Aiden does not need, Kenyan suitor doesn't need Aiden. Tosas B'Sanhedrin. Our Tosos. Tosas Shalamu. Tosas B'Sanhedrin. Tosos B'Kedushin says, no way. Tosas B'Kedushin. Lod Sarishnai. And he brings many riots. Tosa Rosh there in Kedushin. Uri, the Tosa Rosh in Kedushin says, you don't even need to bring riots. It's Svara, Stephen. It's Svara, says the Tosa Rosh. The Tosa Rosh says, it's a Svara. King and suitor is mominous. If it's mominous, Lo Tzarich Shnayim, the Lo Tzarich riots. It's a Dover Pasha that you don't need any Aiden. This is Dini Mominous. Dini Mominous Aiden Livruri Adover. It's recommended. It's not Likuva. It's not Likuva. They're Aiden Rock, Aiden Livruri Adover. So if they're Livruri Adover, it's not Likuva. So the Tosa Rosh says, what are you trying to record all these Marmakomas for? These riots. You don't need to bring any riots. Kenyan suitor's not given to the Kedushin, Jeremy. So therefore, there is no need to have one. There is no need to have two. None at all. So the question's even strengthened, guys. Why does our Tosa say what he says? Why was that the Rivam's first thought? That you need to have Aiden for Kenyan suitor. Why should that be? Kenyan b'fnei shnayim means you need to have two. What do you do with our Gemara? What do you do with our Gemara, halacha l'maisa? Our Gemara is not a problem at all, as Tosa said. Because what does our Gemara say? The pshara was done by one man, but the kinyan's got to be done in front of two. What is the svara? So let me tell you the kernel. Let me tell you the kernel of the kiddush. Daniel, please get this, okay? Let's get it down on your computer, okay? Uri, you got it? What are the three ingredients for every kinyan in halacha? Das makna, das kona, the willingness of the seller, the willingness of the buyer, and a maisa kinyan. We wrote it on the board last 2 days. If I would ask you on a regular kinyan, what's the major element of those three? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you talk about a kinyan?
Kinyan itself.
Kinyan itself, well said. The hakbah, the meshiva. There's a side requirement of the willingness of both parties. But the major motif is the maisa kinyan. I would agree with you. Meshicha hakbah, I would agree with you. Said Rav Soloveitchik Tzatzal, Rav HaKohen Rav Soloveitchik Tzatzal, the Rav Tzatzal said, when it comes to Kenyan Suter, that's not the case. When it comes to Kenyan Suter, the major element is the Das, is the meeting of the minds of both parties. I give you a handkerchief, and now he swaps back to me his $1 million mansion. Handkerchief's $5. It's a joke. It's not a joke, because the meeting of our minds that really makes the kinyan. It's the das. And that's what the Rav said. The Rav Zatzal said that a kinyan suitor is a kinyan das. It's a kinyan das. That is the ikkar. And whenever you need a high level of das, like by gittin, like by kiddushin, you must have an environment of Adim to put you on that. You need the Adim to supply the environment for the parties to be on a high level of Das. For a divorce or for a Kedushin, you need the parties to be on a high level of Das. How do you get that environment? You must have Adim. You must have Adim sing it. They are Mekayim it. They establish it. And without them, it's zero. And the Rav wanted to say, that is what makes Kenyan Suter special and unique. What makes it special and unique is exactly this point, is that its major element is the Das. They must be on a high level Das, because Hare, it is a meeting of the minds, Yonah. If it's a meeting of the minds, how do you get that environment? You need Adim to be there. And if the Adim aren't there, it's not acceptable. That's how the Rav Zatzal was Masbir, the Chiddush of our Taisus. Okay, but I want to just bring something out, okay, and I'll take the questions because we've got a lot to see. You remember yesterday we wrote on the board, the end of Shir, that there's the world of Karka, which had three kinyanim, Kesher, Shtar, and Chazaka. When there's the world of Metalplin, which was with Meshicha Bahakba, and on Kesef worked on Metalplin Midaraisa, we got rid of it based on what? Nisr Fuchatecha Baaliyah, right? What's the one kinyan that spans both?
Suter.
Let's get it down. I wrote it in the Mimer. If you look, it's on page Sadi Hay. Okay? You have it there, Nachum? Here, take a look. On Sadi Hay. I just want you to read that paragraph where it says Nasibis, okay? Let's start with that. Okay? We're not going to be able to read everything inside, but I want to just begin with that. Because what is the Makor in the Tanakh for Kinyan Suter? It's a Pasuk in Rus. It says, L'kayim kol dover. You know when they did the switch of who the Goel is going to be? The Goel decided not to marry her, and Boaz did. They gave her a swap of shoes. Shlaf ish na'alo. And the phrase in Rus says, L'kayim kol dover. Because the only kinyan that can straddle, right? I think it's the word straddle, right? Can straddle both worlds is what? Both the world of Metalton and his Karka is what? Is Suter. Because Suter is a meeting of the minds. So if it's a meeting of the minds, who cares what it is? Whether it's Karka or Metalton, it shouldn't make a difference. You understand? That's why it's called the archetypical Kenyan. That's why every time the Rambam in the Anachazaka writes Stam Kenyan, what does he refer to? Kenyan Suter. He doesn't refer to Hakbah Meshicha. He's not referring to Kesef. He's not referring to Shtar. That's what the Nesivus writes. Kinyan Suter is good for what? Tov is Mahani, it works. Lekarka, O Limitalpalin. The only thing that straddles both. Because according to the Rav, it's a Kinyan Das. Zuck the paragraph. Go ahead, Nachum. Hanesivus.
Hanesivus is simon kof tzadi vav. It's kila se simon kote shakol kinyane karga eno moalim liknoz in the tzadzelen. The kinyane in the tzadzelen bome hani kli liknoz karga.
There it is.
Hakinyan yechidi shemoyo ben lekarga ben b'metzadzelen hu kinyan suda. V'atam v'chdi v'sever rus l'kayim kol davar v'sudar eno maisa kinyan v'chlaa.
It just conveys, as Rosenzweig said, it conveys that it's concretizing our das. Ba'az?
Ba'az chal kinyan, the Torah's hakno. Midas, midas. V'zeh moyo ben karka, ben metalka.
Excellent. You got this? That's the Rav's Chiddush. That's what the Nesivus is driving at. That's what our Tosus is driving at, that you need what? Edus l'kiyum ha'dover. Tosus shalani. Because getting the Kiddushin, need a high level of das. How do you get that environment? Hey, same thing by Kinyan Suda. What's another Rishon that holds this? There's a Rivet. If you look back at the first page, you look back at the... Yes, Nachum, what do you say? My handing over the handkerchief. That's a Maisa Kinyan. Yeah, yeah. In other words, the guy picks it up. You hand it over to him. I hand it over to Yosef. Hand it over to Ellen. That's a swap. That's the Maisa Kinyan, but symbolic. It's just symbolic to concretize our das. Look back at the first page. Okay? What does it say in the first page? It quotes a Ravid there. Okay? What does it say? It quotes a Ravid. Right over here. You see this? Ravid. The first paragraph was Tosfos Kedusha. The second paragraph was Tosfos Sanhedrin, our Tosfos. Now we're up to the Ravid. There's a Ravid quoted by the Shittim and Gubetzis and Baba Basra Daf Mem that says, the Ravid says that Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim is Likuva. Sarich Shnayim. What type of Kinyan Suda are we talking about? Johnny asked me yesterday. There's two types of Kinyan Suda. What are the two types?
Shava
the Shava is called Kalipin.
Right.
Where it's a barter. I give you pears, you give me oranges. Equal amounts. A swap. That's called Shava the Shava. Shava the Shava, Chalipin, Kinyan Suder, Sarich Shnayim. Chalipin, which is Shava b'Shava, Shava b'Shava, Eli, Lo Tzarich Shnayim. Because what's it similar to? Similar to a Kinyan of Kesef. That's really what it is in essence. Kesef doesn't need two guys. Suder needs two guys. But when does Suder need two guys? And I wrote this at the end, very last paragraph. I said the Rav didn't stress this. Roshek liked it. The Lahara very good that we said. The Ravid says as follows. When I give the handkerchief to Ellie for the mansion, I want the handkerchief back. So I'm going to get Ellie's mansion, and I'm going to get my handkerchief back. Only in that case does he require what? Aid. That's what the Ravid writes. What I didn't stress in the Sefer, if we have a second edition, we'll write it in. Please, in your notes, right? What I didn't stress in the Sefer is that our Tosfos Sanhedrin says all the time you need two. But the Ravid says you only need two when you do a suver, when it's almanas lahachser, meaning that the whole thing is a joke. Here I'm getting the mansion of Eli and I get my own handkerchief back. That's when you require two edim, because the whole thing is a kinyan das. If Eli would keep my handkerchief, then it's similar to a swap, which is more similar to kesef, and therefore you don't even need edim in that case. See, he chops it down. He only constricts to it. One case where you need Aiden, where I ask for the handkerchief back. I get your house, Ellie, and I also get the handkerchief. That's when the Ravid requires Aiden by Kinyan Suder. Tosfos Sanhedrin by us seems to say you need a Kinyan Suder all the time to Aiden. And even if you would keep my handkerchief. If you'd stop me, I would agree with Tosfos Sanhedrin. Because the whole thing's a joke. I'd give you a $5 handkerchief for a $1 million mansion. It's a meeting of the minds. You know, you should always require Aiden, no? Why should you constrict the animal into the case of Manas Lachzor? But that's what the Ravid says. The Miri is Masber, the Ravid over there in Baba Basra. Okay? We got that, Chlor? So that's the Chiddush here, Lamai said, I want to bring out. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Yeah, real quick, Arya. Go ahead.
How is that, if the handkerchief is just like $5, then how is it different than Kesef?
Because Kesef is equal the value. Kesef equals the value. What is similar to Kesef is the following, are you? That the least I give you money, you give me fruit back. At least I'm giving Ellie a handkerchief and I get a mansion back, even though they're not the same value, but at least it was a swap of items. So if that's similar, at least it was a swap of items, Ravid says you don't need Amalek. Because in that sense, it's similar to Kesef. Tulsa says, what are you talking about? It's not the same value. So even in that case, needs Amalek and Kuban Tupper. You follow me? I would have said more off piece of like our Tulsa's, as opposed to Ravid, Zach. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay, Johnny, you got me? That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. That this Chiddush of Kenyan suitors and Kenyan das, it's Masber the Ravid. The Ravid is only in one case where you ask them a handkerchief back. Arto's saying even in a regular swap, as long as it's not equal, $5 handkerchief for $1 million mansion, you need Avis the Kumat Dover. That's the Chiddush. Okay. Let's take this a step further. There is a machlokus in Bab Metziah between Rav and Levi. We're on the next second page of the Maamar on the bottom. Let me ask you a question. Whose handkerchief do you use? The buyer or the seller's? What would you guys think? That's called Caleb Shalkon and Caleb Shalmakna. Well, it's a machlokus Rav and Levi in the Gemara. Now, I would have said what? You want to have a swap, the buyer. I give Ellie my handkerchief, you give me the mansion back. Yes? No? Levi has an opinion, no. That you do it. You give me your you give me your mansion, and you give me the handkerchief to connote the swap. It's a little strange, right? But that's what Levi's sheet is. Okay? You need Caleb Shalmakna. Okay? Whose Caleb do you use? Do you the Caleb of the Kona? I would have said the Kona. Therefore, I give Ellie my handkerchief, and therefore I get the what? I get the mansion, your mansion back in return. But the Levi has a different opinion. So Tulsus and Gittin and Daf Mem. Right? Isn't that where it is? He quotes a Rashi. We don't have it al Shas. Tulsus and Gittin Daf Mem, Amar Alf Dir Maskel, Mishum. At the end of the Tulsus, quotes a Rashi. That Levi meant the following. Caleb Shalmakna, the kosher came Caleb Shalkona. Okay? B'shem Rashi, Caleb Shalmakna, Kosher King, Caleb, shall what? Shall Kona. Levi said both are good. In fact, it's Levi kind of, Rashi's agreeing, we're saying like Rashi, that the Kona is more obvious, right? It's a perfect swap, right? So the Rav said, what is this? What? No, either or is good, but Kosher King, Caleb, shall Kona is good. Pinchas, right? Caleb Shalmakna, Kol Shekane, Caleb Shalkona. Kol Shekane, Caleb Shalkona. The Rav said, what is this? What is this, Johnny? Make up your mind, the Rav said. Are there rules and regulations? We know there's rules and regulations in the college. You can't cheat, right? Those are the rules and regulations of the Abishter. You don't need the rules and regulations of the college, right? Those are the rules and regulations of the Abishter. Now, are there rules and regulations in regard to the Kenyan suitor? I would imagine there is, says the Rav. What is this opinion? You can do either or. These are opposite things. Either Ellie, you give me the handkerchief, or I give the handkerchief. Make up your mind. The Rav said, what on earth is this going on with this opinion of Rashi? You follow me, Yosef? Either choose one sheet or choose the other. What does it mean, either or is good? Shouldn't we be more directed about what the rules are? If they're so flexible, said the Rav Zatzal. Yes, they are flexible. Because exactly as Nachum said, because the whole point is to what? What is the whole point? To show a what? A meeting of what? Of the minds. It's a kinyan das. It's all symbolic, these actions. If they're all symbolic, I don't care whose handkerchief it is. It would fit much, much better if it's mine because I'm the buyer. You want to have a good swap. But even if it would be Ellie's, just to connote some type of swap, even if he would give it to me, that would be enough too. The only way you can be mazed with the sheet of Rashi is you hold like the Rav's Lomdus. That a Kenyan suitor is just a meeting of the minds. So therefore, I can be flexible with the rules. Doesn't really make a difference to action, like you said. Like you asked me nothing. Where's the Maisa Kenyan? That's the Maisa Kenyan, but the Maisa Kenyan is all symbolic. So you can be flexible with the rules and regulations. Doesn't make a difference. You follow me, Uri? That's how the Rav said shot Rashi is. So that is what, that's the fourth shot. The first was the Rav Chiddush, which is Tosfos Sanhedrin, that Eidim Elihu be on the other. Number two is the Mesivus that Kenyan suitor spans both. Number three is what? We that there is a Rivet that says it's only by a case where it's Amanas Lachsor. Where we point out our Tyson to say in all cases, they don't accuse him. Number four is Caleb Shomaka, Caleb Shokom. Next, Nafka. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
If we learn like the simple shot of Levi.
Yes.
So according to the Rivet, we would never have to use two, correct? Because Levi says that, I mean, the Rivet says that you only use two when it's Amanat Lahavzor.
Right.
But if you're only, according to the simple shot of what Levi's saying, that you're using the...
Yeah, but that clause of Amanat Lahavzor is within the sheet that holds Caleb Shalkona.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, and, yeah, it only makes sense in that case, Lomais. Absolutely.
So if we don't pass him like Levi, though?
We pass him Caleb Shalkona. That's correct. We pass him Caleb Shalkona. It's a perfect swap. Correct. But that's what the Rav wanted to say in Pshat and Levi. It's flexible. What's going on? That's what he said Pshat is. It's a Kinin Das, so it's all symbolic. Yosef, you with me? Okay. Let's go to the next Nafkin meeting. We're in the left column now in Sadi Dawa. The Mechaber says an amazing thing, Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Sadi Hei Siv Vav and Siv Zayin. Let's say you're doing a business deal. No.
It gets very, everyone's, stressed out about the deal. You do a big skyscraper.
Everyone's real estate. It's a good business, right? Okay, it is a good business. It's a good business.
First, if you don't want to go into Torah and Chinuch or Rabbanus, okay, real estate.
You should make a lot of money, be healthy, have a big family, and give a lot of stalking, okay? So they're all, everyone's stressed out. Skyscraper, hedge fund real estate. They're real estate hedge funds. Side sins, you get credit. Not a credit, you get credit for sure, no, no. And then also, of course, in side sense, there's a concept called hedge funds real estate. Guys buy skyscrapers. They utilize hedge funds to buy skyscrapers. Okay. It's all stressed out in the room. They're going to do a deal. Okay. They do a deal with King Suter. Then the guy says, no. He wants to retract. The Mechaber says, Halach Lamaisa, you must retract within what? Talk to the neighbor. The amount of time would say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori, in the store. The Mechaber Paskins, there's one exception to the rule. Kinyan Suter. Kinyan Suter, as long as you're still a Sukkot Mosul in it. Let's say they did the deal and they're still pupling an hour after they do the Suter. And then the guy says, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with this deal. I can't go with it, Zach. Zach, you with me? Can you be chosen within a Sukkot Mosul in it? Yes. Kinyan Suter, you can be Chozerbo, Asukin, but also Inyan. Also, Sukkot Mosul Gomer Kedushin Davov. As long as you're still talking about the deal, it could be an hour afterwards, you could back out. What on earth? Why? You do a Mashiach HaGbah, you're done. You have Tochen Edibra, and that's it. Once you have to talk to me, you're done. Why by King and Suter, Stephen, do you have it out? exactly, Zach. Because it's based on Das. The meeting of the minds was not completed till the end of that hour. And they said, you know what? We're good with it. Let's go. If they keep pilpling with it after an hour after the suitor, and they say, you know what? Our das is not there. We can't go with the case. Jeremy, you with me? You can't have it. So Asukin Mosa, Kenyan suitor, is the only exception to the rule that has that cloud of Asukin Mosa because it's anchored based on das, the Rav said. It's a beautiful four. And then the Rav pointed out the Mechaber and Choshen Mishpat, what simon? Kuf Chav Vav. What does the Mechaber say in Kuf Chav Vav? What is the Kinyan of Maimon Shloshim called? It's a Gemara Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What is Maimon Shloshim? Let's say Eli owes me money. I say, Eli, I don't want you to pay me. Pay Yosef. All three of us are together. The Gemara says it works. Maimon Shloshim is Kana. Hilchus Sublo Tama. The Rabbanim based on Hefker based on Hefker created such a din. There was not even a Kinyan. Can you be chozer both for Maimon Shloshim or not? No. After Tok Kedibur, EF Shar Lachsor. Acharei Tok Kedei Dibor Lo Yachol Lachsor. Okay? Why? Because we view the Kenyan as if Eli owed me the money. He pays who? He pays Yosef and we're done. Midrabbanu Kiwa Shomer, I love it, Picoto, Bidmeh, Vah, Bahad, Makabel. It's like a kinyan whose a verbalization, the kinyan's done.
Yehudi says, I'm fine with it. I say, I'm fine with it. Let's just say it's been transferred to Yosef and we're done. But he physically gave me the money. Doesn't make a difference. It goes to Yosef. Done. After talking to Dibur, lo yachal achsuba. I want you to get down in your notes. Not that the Rav Tzatzal was arguing in halacha, but he thought in Lumbus, maybe you could take issue with the Mechaber and say the following. What's the famous phrase we said many times from the Rav Tzatzal? The Gemara says, M'sachim daf lamed, Amar alf, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein D'Yeraisa Tikkun. When the Rabbanan made an enactment, they patterned it after a pre-existing Din D'Yeraisa. They didn't do it in a vacuum. What's the famous example we always say? Shinui Mokum Sarachavarch. You start drinking a soda in Shir, you go to your dorm room, you need a new shahakal. Why? Where'd the concept of Shinui Mokum come from? That's a Din D'Rabbanan, Birkas Nenin D'Rabbanan. Because there's a concept of Shinui Mokum in the Torah, where you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in one room and go to eat it in another room. Even though that has nothing to do with a bracha, but it was a model that there's a halachic status change sometimes when you go to a different place. You're not allowed to eat there, the Korban Pesach. You got to eat in one place. So the Chumim, Birkas Nenin, followed that and said you can't say you can't have the bracha in the shir room work for your dorm room. You follow me? The Rosh Hashanah Shlita would tell us the Rav would spend hours to try to find what Din D'Yeraisa did the Chachamim Misakin model it after. When we get to Hanukkah, the Yishim next week, we'll give some Shirim B'Linetter. We'll devote a few days for Hanukkah. We have a whole Mahalach on that. Because Hanukkah is the Rabbana.
Lotasa.
Right? Okay. That's correct. All the Rabbans are Lotasa we learn. So the Rav, I want you to get down. The Rav said Efsher. The Rav Zatzal said Efsher. Then maybe Maim Shloshtan, you could be Chozer Bo, Asukin Bo Suinin. Ulai, I'll write Efsher. Efsher, Lachzor, Asukin Bo Suinin. Why? Because what is the Tikkun D'Rabbanan? Maim Shloshtan follows what Takana? What Din D'Yeraisa does it follow? Maim Shloshtan D'Rabbanan. But what's the Kin D'Yeraisa? It follows what? Sooner. Just like Sooner's a Kin and Das, the Rav said Maim Shloshtan's a Kin and Das. We're all on the same page here in the room. Eli, me, Yosef, and me. It's a kin and das. If a kin and das has more, has after talking to Dibur, Asukin Mosuinin, this should have Asukin Mosuinin as well. Efsher Lachs are Asukin, but also Inyan. You got me? That's what the Rav wanted to say in Lumbus. Maybe you could take issue with the Psak of the Choshen Mishpat, the Machabah, and say that the Rabbanu, when they said Maimon Shloshen, they patterned it after what, Eli? Kinyan Suter, which is a kin and D'Yeraisa. Even though Kinyan Suter is mentioned in Rus, which is Divrei Kabbalah, anything in Nach is Divrei Kabbalah, we always point out to Machlokes Baal Mor Rebbe Artzon and Divrei Kabbalah can Divrei Torah Dami. So we're assuming that Suter's D'Yeraisa. We're assuming Poshup Shad that Suter's D'Yeraisa. The Smachta is found in Rus, but assume Divrei Kabbalah can Divrei Torah. Even if you hold Divrei Kabbalah Lavke Divrei Torah Dami, it's a Svar. Poshup Shad that Kinyan Suter's D'Yeraisa. Poshup Shad. Okay? So you understand what I'm saying? The Rav was saying that Maimon Shloshtan was patterned after Suter. If Suter has a Sukkah Mosuinin, Maimon Shloshtan is the one Kinyan Darabana that's Kinyan Das, was patterned after the Kinyan Suter. Everyone got that clear? Okay. Weiter, guys. Next Nafgamina that emerges from this amazing Kiddush. Let's get it. This is amazing. I almost jumped out of my seat when I heard this from Rav so I could share. I literally did. I'm not kidding, I touched the roof. I used to be able to jump. Anyway, I used to play ball a little bit. I used to be pretty good. I mean, I could be better. I could have been better. Right? Don't worry, it's not Gaivin, right? Basketball's not Gaivin. If you do say it in the Torah, it's not Gaivin. I used to be pretty good. I was in all conference in high school. Skokie Yeshiva. I was the captain of the basketball team. Right? Okay. I don't know. We were the worst team in the state of Illinois. Literally. The worst team in the state. Every team had to play in the NCAA, not the NCAA, in the state tournament. Every team. Either we were 16, we played one. We lost 95-27. Okay, I remember the score. And I scored 11 points in the first half. And the second half, I didn't touch the ball. Literally. They put the tallest player on me. They had a box in one. I didn't touch the ball. Let alone not shoot. I didn't touch it.
But okay, maybe I'm dramatizing that I touched the roof when I jumped out of the sea. But I want to. This is an amazing chiddush. This is an amazing chiddush. The Rambam says an amazing chiddush. I want you to get this down. I gave it to you. The Rambam says that you cannot make a kinyan suitor with a cotton. Ain kinyan suitor with a cotton. Why not? Big cotton. What's the lashon? With a cotton klum, right? With a cotton klum. The cotton klum. She'ain, the klum. She'ain, star. What's the lashon? She'ain, star. She'ain kinyan miyad cotton klum. Because there's no star. Now, what does that mean? So again, ain kinyan suitor but cotton klum. Bad. Chaf test test. 29.9 Hilchos Mechira. Steve, you with me? You can never do a kinyan suitor with a cotton. Why? Oh, because a kinyan suitor always usually is accompanied with a backup. What's the backup? A document, a star that proves that it was done properly. Okay? So the Magid Mishnah says, Stam kinyan is l'ksiva omeid. The Magid Mishnah's masbir. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. Whenever you do a kinyan suitor, the assumption is, the owner, you want a star to back it up. That it was proof that it was done. No one likes to sign a star if one of the two parties is a cotton. That's what the Magid Mishnah points out based on the Gemara. The Umduna is, halacha lemaisa, that a kinyan suitor should only work, Yosef, if there's a proof that will prove that it was done. If one of the two parties is a cotton, no Edim are going to say, this was a joke. The guy's a cotton. Why should we spend time to write up a document? So since the kinyan suitor will not be backed up, bless you, Ellie, the kinyan suitor would not be backed up by a star because they don't take it seriously. Therefore, the ain kinyan suitor be cut and klum. That's what the Magid Mishnah writes, because you'll have no backup with it. Now, I write here in page Shadi Hay in the right column, that's a bit of a pellet. Let's say there are two fine guys that are Edom that take this boy seriously, and they think it's a serious deal. He's a whiz. He's a business whiz. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. They take it very seriously. And they what? And they will write up a star. Why does the Magid Mishnah develop a rule? Oh, usually don't people take it seriously. So the Rambam comes up with a rule, no cotton is good ever by a kinyan suitor. I could develop a scenario where the cotton's a whiz. And therefore, what? It should be good, no? Therefore, there's got to be a different pshat in the Rambam. And the pshat in the Rambam is as follows. Please get it. The pshat in the Rambam is as follows. What is the validity of a star in halacha? How does a star work? What is a star? The Rambam writes, I want you to give this all within seven. The Rambam says a star is the Rabbanan, he'll say this. Star is mid-Rabbanan. You ever heard of the klal of mipihem, below mipiksavam? That's a Gemara in Gittin and Daf Ayinam Rav. What does it say? Al pishnaim edim, yakum davar. Edim can only testify verbally. They cannot write down their testimony. So the Rambam says, how do you ever have a star? How does a star ever show anything in halacha? It's a joke. It's me PM below the peak song. It's against that drasha. Gittin daf ayin am an aleph. Rambam says, you're right. The whole point of a star is the rabbanan. That's it. Hefker bis and Hefker said it works. Ellie, clear? Because of the kasha of me PM below me peak song. The Gemara makes a drasha. So there's a bottom kasha on this, the Rabban asks. What is the most famous star in all the Torah? And it's an unfortunate situation, God forbid. What is the most famous star, think, in the whole Torah?
A get
is a document. Excellent, Johnny. The Rabban says, what are you talking about, Rambam? The Rabban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, get. Get is meteorisa. How can you tell me that? A get is a document. So the answer given by the Nesivus and Reb Chaim, and there are differences between the two, but we're not going to get into that now. Rav Ron, so I gave a whole shir, just a whole shir devoted to the differences between the Nesivus and Reb Chaim. I'll never forget it. Just on that difference, but we're not getting into that. What is the answer to the Rabban's kasha? The Nesivis and Reb Chaim say like this. You know what's D'oraisa? A shtar kinyan. What's a shtar kinyan? Where there's a deal made, like a get, God forbid. She acquires herself, like Kedushin. The man acquires the woman with a shtar. What's another example? Shtar shichur. The master frees the Eved Kenani. He acquires himself. When it's a shtar kinyan, Yonah, that is D'oraisa. Shtar kinyan is D'oraisa. A shtar raya, a shtar of proof that there was a transaction, that's what the Rambam meant, is D'rabbanan. Okay? You got me, Zach? You got to get this. However, there is a sheet of the Baal Hamor in Yevamos. The Baal Hamor in the Seches Yevamos says, you know why a shtar is good? Why is a shtar good? Shtar kinyan, let's say, to fit in with everyone. Because mipi ksavo das hamischayev. What's the famous rule, guys? Who writes up a shtar?
The Edom.
No, who writes up the shtar when you have a malv and a lova? The lova writes it. The lova directs it to be written. Because that's called das hamischayev. You got to know this, and I'm underlining it seven times. Actually, four, five, six, seven. Das. Das hamischayev. What gives legitimacy to a shtar is the das that you pump into the document. It breaks the rule of mipi hem v'lo mipi ksavim, because the Baal Hamor makes his own drasha. Mipi ksavo. It was written by the loiva. The Torah allows that. The Eidim can't write up the shtar. If it's the Eidim write up, it's the Rabbanan. But if the shtar comes from the Mischayiv, like in a shtar Kedushin, he's Mekadosh the woman. He's misguided himself to the Mekadosher. Right? Or a get. She acquires herself. The das of the Mischayiv, if you assume a shtar halva is a shtar kinyan. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal once said to Machlokes Tosis Rid and Tosis and Kiddush and Gittin and Daftaf and Beis. Is a shtar halva a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? The law is misguided himself. What gives legitimacy to the shtar is the das. Das. That notion of das. Uri, you follow me? That's the drush of me peaks of all. Uri, das and eschayiv. The main ingredient of a star is the das. If you say like this, then you can reinterpret the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say a cotton is bad for a kinyan suitor? Because a cotton can't produce any das. He has no das. And a kinyan suitor needs the meeting of the minds. And therefore, a cotton, if he's one of the two parties, it's bad. It's not good. What's the connection to a shtar? Because a shtar, the anchor of a shtar is what? The das of the mischayiv. The das makes the shtar good. Shtar kinyan is good minat Torah. Because of the das of mischayiv. You follow me, Jeremy? So it's quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, Rav Rosenzweig said. It's a Mesorah. Our yeshiva, the Mesorah, the brisk Mesorah, from the Rav Zatzal. The Mesorah was that Reb Chaim said that there's a misprint in this Rambam. Because what does the Rambam say? This is what I write in the next page. That there's a misprint in the Rambam. They quote, when the Rambam says kinyan bishtar, right? Right? Kinyan suitor is bishtar. I'm writing the word bishtar. We skip the word. Ein kinyan suitor bishtar bekotn klum. So how did the Magid Mishnah interpret the word bishtar? Right? How did he interpret the bishtar?
A backup,
right? And no one's going to sign on a shtar of a cotton because they think it's a joke. So therefore you'll never have an insurance policy that's bad, right? You know what Reb Chaim said? It's quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, like this base. Does anyone have the Rambam? Did I bring the Rambam? You know what? I'm sorry. Can I trouble you to bring me the other Rambam on the desk? Because I got to read it inside to you. Okay? He said it's a misprint. It shouldn't be bishtar. What should it be? Kishtar. It should be Kishtar. It's a misprint. It should say Kishtar.
The Rambam is comparing Kenyan Suter to Shtar. That the basis of Shtar is Das. The basis of Shtar is Das. And the basis of Kenyan Suter is what? Is Das. And the Rambam is comparing the two. Just like the cotton can produce the Das in a Shtar, so too a cotton can produce the Das that's needed in Kenyan what? Kenyan Suter. So it's, thank you, Yos. I'm sorry to bother you. That was the mistake that was found in the Rambam. It shouldn't be Bishtar, it should be Kishtar. You follow me? He said it's a misprint. And the Rambam is Bishtar, and it should be Kishtar. Okay, that's the mistake. So why did I jump out of my seat? I'll tell you why. Because Rav Ronsweig found in Choshen Mishpat and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed Hei Sif Hei, when the Mechaber quotes this Rambam, guess what it says, guys? Guess what it says? It says Kishtar. I jumped out of my seat. Meaning Rav Chaim was mechaving that there was a mistake in the Rambam based on Lomdus, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Kishtar. Amazing. Kishtar. So you see that Rav Chaim saying there was a misprint is correct. Let me read you the Rambam. Thank you for opening up the Chenigim Konam Yad HaKotten or Hishkir Mokam HaTalvim Chodzwa Konam Yad HaShem Otsim Yad HaKotten Chlam Ve'em Otsim Yad HaKotten Bedin Ve'en HaKinim Yad HaKotten Chlum She'akinim Bishtar. Rambam says Bishtar. It's a misprint. It's a misprint. Look up the Mechaber. I should have brought the Shulchan off the Shir. I'm going to put in the Marma Komos tomorrow. Reish Lamed Hei Sif Hei. He says, Kishtar, whoa! The godless of Reb Chaim. Mechaber lived in the early 1500s. Reb Chaim lived 400 years later. So Mechaber into this. Because based on the Lomdus, that Das is the anchor of Shtar, that's the anchor of Kenyan Suter. It's amazing. Okay, great. So that's the seventh Nafkemi.
What exactly does Kishtar change from Bishtar?
Because all Bishtar connoted was that the Shtar was an insurance policy.
Yeah.
And therefore no one takes the cut seriously, they're not going to sign at it. So a Kenyan Suter without an insurance policy, don't do it. We said, what do you mean? Maybe it's a whiz to say it didn't based on that? Now if you change it to Kishtar, it meant conceptually. A cut cannot produce the Das in a Shtar. He can't produce the Das that's needed in a Kenyan Suter. The Rambam's trying to compare Shtar and Suter.
So the end of the shot would still be the same. But we wouldn't have to have the middle part.
The end of the pshat is not, the end of the pshat is, it's not, it's completely different. It's not an insurance policy, Pinchas. It's saying a Kenyan Suter by cotton is bad because just like a cotton is bad by a Shtar.
I understand that, but the final answer we give about Das, that's how we end.
Yeah. This is another nafkaminit.
The Das part would be the same, according
to... Yeah. He's just using his...
But we wouldn't have had the answer in the middle why the...
Right, you could have just said the Rav's word originally, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
yeah, a, oh, you're right. Yeah, you could have, but it fits so much better. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You could have said it with Bishtar.
It just would have been a little bit strange.
I'm saying if it would have said Kishtar instead of Bishtar, we could have just said the Rav's shot right away, rather than...
Right, exactly. Right, but the Rav Chaim said he thinks it's a misprint. It shouldn't be Bishtar. The Rambam is trying to compare the two conceptually. And that's how the Mechaber Chosh Mishra Tekaka quotes him. You're still going to say the Pshat and the Rav with Bishtar, but it just fits much better than it's Kishtar. He's conceptually comparing the two categories. That's when I jumped out of my seat. He look in the Mechaber, he says Kishtar. It's unbelievable. Because Rav Chaim said it's a Tosin, Rambam, you want it? Okay, you know, Rav Chaim's Rav Chaim. But when the Mechaber actually says like that, it's unbelievable. Rav Ronsweig pointed this out.
The Rambam says Shtar for Kedusha,
it's Diraisa, or no? Yeah, Shtar is Diraisa, sure. Get Diraisa, that's what we said. Any Shtar Kenyan.
Shtar Kenyan.
Exactly. Okay. Let's move on now, guys. We got a problem, though. What's the problem? This is such a beautiful Mahalach. You would expect the Rambam to be of the opinion that what? That you need two Adim Lekiyum, Yadavar. For a Kenyan Suter. And what does the Rambam say? Lo and behold, the Rambam says you don't need it. In Perakei Halacha Tes and Ilchos Mechira, he says explicitly, You do not need Adam Lekim Adover for Kinyan Suda.
Rambam says, Lo Tzarich Adam. Lo Tzarich Adam for Kinyan Suda. Why not? I mean, we just built up this whole Mahalat. That's the meaning of the minds.
So you have to say like this. Please get it down. That the Rambam requires two elements to require Adam Lekim Adover. It has to be a Das category, but you need Erva. You need Das, Sarik Das, and it has to be a Dvar Irvin.
I'll give you an example. According to the Rambam, Reb Chaim says, do you need Avis Lekime Adover,
Al Pi Alochid, for Chalitza or not? What do you say? The Rambam says you don't need. Nimuka Yosef says you do. Let's get it down for Chalitza. Because Chalitza is a Dvar Irva, but it's not a category you need a high level of Das. All you need is Kavana. He proves it from different Gemaras. Kavana is lower than Das.
What part wouldn't need Das when it comes to Chalitza?
Any, the whole lock, stock, and barrel, the whole category. Kavana is a lower level than Das.
The whole process of Chalitza.
Yes, the whole process you don't need. He proves from different Gemaras, Pinchas. So the Rambam says, what do you mean? We built up this whole notion. Kinyan Suda needs Das. So why don't you need Adis to commit a Perek Tessel Lachahei? No. Hilchos Mechira, we said it. Did you get it down? Perek Tessel Lachahei. So the answer is, according to the Rambam, you need two things. You need to have what? A Dvar Irva, and it has to be a category that requires Das. That's what we write here at Befeirish. Dover, Dover, Mona. Suter, even though it needs Das, it's not a Din Irva. You need a Dvar Irva, according to the Rambam. And this is not a Dvar Irva.
Which case is not a Dvar Irva?
Chalitza Lamais is a Dvar Irva, but doesn't need a high level of Das.
Which case?
Mumminus, Kinyan Suter. Classical Kinyan Suter is not Dvar Irva. Memele, you don't need. We said the whole Shtickle Torah with the Rambam, but you need two elements to require Eidah Lekiyumei Adover, according to the Rambam. Nimuk Yosef, just get down, requires Eidah Lekiyumei Adover Chalitza. Okay?
He writes Chalitza, Lo Tzarich, Ram holds Chalitza, Lo Tzarich, Eidim, Lekiyumei Adover. Nimuk Yosef says Tzarich. Okay? The answer is, because why? It's Yoni Das. He just says, Lotzarich Das. Lotzarich Das, Rak Kavana. Lotzarich Das, Kavana is a lower, Rak Kavana. Kavana is a lower level, like mitzvahs.
You don't need Das, high level of Das, like getting the Kiddushin. That's how the Rav said over Reb Chaim. So now we solve the Rambam now.
But there's a steer of Aravid. What's the steer of Aravid? What's the steer of Aravid number 9?
The Ravid was the one who was quoted. There actually are four Ravids. I think we're going so I want to mention to us.
But let's assume it's the same Ravid. The Ravid on the Rama is the same Ravid that quoted the Shulchan Aruch. What did he say? Ravid says you need Eidus Lekiyumei Adover.
But the Ravid on the Rambam, Perek Hey Alecha Gimel, says that you can meshacher your Eved with what? With Chalipin. Why? Can you mishachar your Eved Kenai with Chalipin? Yes or no? The Rambam says you cannot. The Ravid says you can. Why does the Ravid say you can?
You can mishachar your Eved. Mishachrer Eved Kenani B'Sudar. The Kinyan Suder. Why does the Ravid say? Because it's Kekesef. So the Ravid writes explicitly that Kinyan Suder is Kekesef. But he said over here that Kinyan Suder is what? He said, Kinyan Suda requires Adam. Adam never, Kesef never requires Adam with Kinyan Adover. Steer of an Ivan. What's the answer? When the Ravid said that Kinyan Suda was Kesef, he meant Shava B'Shava. When it was barter, I'm going to write it here, Shava B'Shava. When it's barter, it's Kesef. You don't need Adam. And you can Meshachar your Eved Kenai with barter. But Kinyan Suda, where it's not barter, it's a handkerchief for a mansion. If it's a Kinyan Suder, then what's the din? You need Adam the Kinyan Adover, and it's not like Kesef. And that's only in the condition where what? Where you want the Suder back. So you try, if you try to Meshachar your Eved Kenai with giving him a handkerchief, and he's like a strong guy, he's worth like 10, you know, he's a heavyweight champion of the world, boxing. So a handkerchief is not worth what he's worth. So that's a Kinyan Suder, which is Amanas the Haksor, you're going to need 80. That is not Kekesef. What is Kekesef? Kesef is a Kenyan suitor that a Shava the Shava is Kekesef. Okay? You follow me? So we just answered the difficulty in the Rambam, difficulty in the Raivim. Oh, now this brings us to the following. Last two Nakudas, Nafkaminas, guys. And that is the following. The truth is, there is a concept, and this is another Raivim, Nach Raivim. Oh, Nach means another. The Ravid wrote a sefer, assuming it's the same Ravid, assuming. The Ravid wrote a sefer called the Tmim Dayan. Tmim Dayan. Rav Lichtenstein in Zatzal, he knew all the Tmim Dayans. He knew all the Rishonim, the Ravan, the Ravyos. The Tmim Dayan in Simen Kuf Samach. We pointed out yesterday. You recall? Who likes the stock market? Who likes Wall Street? Who likes the stock market? You like it? Okay. You like Torah. You love Torah. But, you know, there's a whole concept in the stock market called futures. You heard of it? It's really mamish like glorified gambling, in my opinion. Okay? You have to be very careful with it. You shouldn't, you know, very careful. Gambling, we always say, is also. But can you sell a future? In halacha, a davar shel b'olam. What did we say yesterday? Machlok is all over Shas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. What does Reb Meir say? Adam Machman davar shel b'olam. What do the Chachamim say? Ain't Adam Machman. We hold like the Chachamim. Okay? That's a machlok is all over Shas. The Tmim Dayan has a Chiddush Nifla. He says, Bikinyan Sudar Yachol Lahaknos davar Shalom ba li'ol. The whole machlokus in Shas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim is what? By what, Judah? By regular kinyonim. Like Mashicha, like Agbah, can I sell a future? Chachamim say no, Reb Meir says yes. We pass on the Chachamim. The Tmim Dayan says, if you use a kinyon suder, it's good, even if it's a davar shalom li'ol. All of a sudden the Chachamim say it's good. Why? Why? For what reason? What makes a Kenyan suitor special? Yesterday we pointed out, guys, what are the two chesronos of a davar shelo bo li'ol? What do we say? What are the two chesronos you got a chaz, a davar shelo bo li'ol? Uh-huh. People don't take it seriously, it's a joke because it doesn't exist, or what?
There's
no mice at Kenyan, there's nothing for it to be chal on, there's nothing for it to be nitfas on, to grab onto, right? You remember that? So maybe we could suggest the following. I want you to get this. That's a chisaron. If you take the approach, it's not a good concept of das. When you work with a Kenyan suitor, the Kenyan suitor trumps that problem. Because a Kenyan suitor is anyway a what? A meeting of the minds. If it's a meeting of the minds, maybe that will extend to a future, something that doesn't exist. You follow me? Because hare, behold, it is a meeting of the minds. If it's a meeting of the minds, why can't we talk about a future? The whole point of a Kenyan suitor is our meeting of the minds. So if you assume the whole problem with Dor Shalom is a concern in Das, when you deal with the future, but I'm doing a Kenyan suitor, there's never a problem. Because I'm a meeting of the minds. So let my meeting of the minds extend to a future. No problems of it. You follow me? That's the Chiddush we want to be Masber, the Tmim Dayan. That's how we want to be Masber the Tmim Dayan. You follow what I'm saying, Nachum? That's a tenth Nafkamina that emerges. You got it down, Johnny? That's the Ravid. The Tmim Dayan says by Kinyan Suter, Dor Shel Bo Li'ol works. Even though it's Machlokes Reb Meir and Chachamim, all of the Kinyanim. Kinyan Suter is different. Now you could have said the other way, maybe. Since the meeting of the minds, it has to be something that exists. We want to suggest no. Since the meeting of the minds, you can take it all the way to the future. To something that doesn't exist. Yosef, you got me? I think that's a piece of art works better.
Why does that work better? Because we said...
Because since the meeting of the minds anyway, any action we're doing is symbolic anyway.
Yes.
So let it work on something that even doesn't exist, Minchas.
But in general, the problem with the davasha loba olam is the fact that there's chosar das. So just because it's a combination of das,
I'm assuming though that since it's a kinyan suitor, we compensate for that because the whole nature of the kinyan is das anyway, and therefore it makes up for it and compensates for it and even extends to something that's in the future.
But in the beginning, if there's no das, what das are they going to come back?
I understand, but that's by classical kinyanim. Where the classic kinyan is the mice, and there's a side requirement that I have to be on the we're serious about it. So that's a concern if it's a future. But if the whole nature of it is the meeting of the minds, it's so powerful. It's like you got out of the cage. Right?
So it's like you got out of the cage.
So therefore it's so powerful it can even extend to a future.
Since they're transferring the handkerchief here, it's like the
yeah, it's a meeting of the minds. It's all symbolic, so let it work even out of future. You follow me? Like the Mets in the World Series years ago, 2000. I remember they were saying in the paper, he's out of the cage. Who is he referring to? Piazza. He's out of the, you know Mike Piazza, you guys never heard of him?
The
catcher, what? He's right out of the, the monster's out of the cage because he was in a slump. Then he started getting hits. So the coach, the manager was saying, the monster's out of the cage. Right? So the Havdalah of Dulles. You never heard of Piazza before? It's great. Probably one of he's not the greatest catcher. Johnny Bench was the greatest catcher. I don't know if you ever heard of Johnny Bench. He was the greatest catcher. Because Piazza was not as good defensively as Bench. Bench used to throw from a crouch to second base. Unbelievable. Okay, Lahavdalel of those. Okay, you got this? So that's the pitch you want to say. Okay, I want to finish up. Quickly, Yoni, yeah.
This might be off topic, but in terms of Shimshon having Shuas Nazir, wasn't he a Davar Shalom Ba'ol Yolam? How could he take on that Neda?
No problem. He took it for the rest of his life. Kol Zman is alive. It lasts forever.
Right,
Zero Shimshon.
But wasn't it from the time that he left the womb? And that...
Yeah, but as long as he existed, that's not a Davar Shalom Ba'ol Yolam. It's a good point, but he was a Davar... He was in the world. It's not a problem. Okay? Yes, are you?
What would be the distinction between trading a future and gambling?
That's a whole separate topic. Because it's a business, that's the thing.
Okay.
You're contributing to society, you have employees, you're paying taxes. A gambler contributes nothing to society, the Gemara has. That's an armor sector. Maybe we'll devote a whole shir because it's in Sanhedrin about gambling. One day.
Could you possibly mutter if you were, or more complicated if you did gambling within a kinyan suitor?
No. It'll still be a problem. Cannot be a gambler. Gambling is usher. Okay? Without a doubt. Can't do the NCAA stuff. What are they called? The pools and stuff. Okay. Shouldn't do fantasy stuff with money. All those things. Well, it's in Sanhedrin, so we should give one shear on it. Okay? All right, listen. Let's get this now. Two other nafkaminis. Number 11. Please get it. Harava gonna run, so I sleep to point out beautifully. There's a principle in halacha based on the Gemara Ksubis Pei Beis Manaf called kalsa kinyana. What does kalsa kinyana mean? It means that you cannot have a gap between the maisa kinyan and the chalosa kinyan. Do you know what chalosa kinyan means? What does chalosa kinyan mean? The effect. Let's say I say to you, Eli, Meshoch Parazu, pull this cow, but I only want it to take effect by Achar Shloshim Yom. Is that good or not? No, it's not good. Because there's a gap between the maisa you did on day one, it's not chal till day 30. Meshoch parazu, la'achar shloshim yom, kolsa kinyana means, kolsa means finished. The maisa cunning is done, and it didn't take effect. So if there's a gap between the two, the whole thing blows up. Uri, you got that cloud? That's called kolsa kinyana. The maisa kinyan has ended, and the chalos is not next to it. Meshoch para zu. La'achar shloshim yom. Lo kana. Done. Clear? So Rav Ronsweig pointed out that there's a me'iri in the darim on daf memches amar aleph that says, amazing. He says that if you use a kinyan sudar, it's fine. Meiri says, here I'm writing it here, Meiri, Kinyan Sudar Ein Chisaron Shel Kalsa Kinyana.
Only by the classical kinyanim. Winery. What's the difference? Because when is Tulsa Kinyana a problem? When the major motif is what? The mice, exactly. Then you can't have a gap between the mice and the chalas. But if the major element, the motif is what? The das, I don't care about a gap. That's how Ron Soy wanted to be mazmed in Eden. Based on the Knochen Chlor, no chisorin of Tulsa Kinyana by Kinyan Suter. That's number 11. And lastly, number 12, guys. This is the whole shtickle, guys. Based on the Tyson Sanhedrin, our Tyson's. This is all on the daf. It's all on the daf. We all bring it all, brought it back to our Tyson's. What does Tyson say in Kedushin? Rabbeinu Shmaya. Tyson Kedushin Chafav Mezer Maskok Narsin says Vashem Rabbeinu Shmaya. Number 12. I'll write 12 right here. Tyson Kedushin Chafav Mez Vashem Rabbeinu Shmaya, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. It's not quoted so much. Unbelievable. What's that want to do with the deal with Kinyan Suter? Let's go back to the case of the mansion with the handkerchief. I'm out of town. I say, Yosef, do me a favor. I want Ellie's mansion. I'm not here. Can you do it for me? Can you appoint a shliach to do a Kinyan Suter on your behalf? Yes or no? I would say, of course I can. Rabbeinu Shmaya is quoted? No. Rabbeinu Shmaya says no. You need what the man to be there, the Kona. That's what the Pnei Yoshua is Mazmer Rabbeinu Shmaya. Kona velo shliach. Why not? We learned yesterday shliach is good for kinyanim. The pshat we wanted to suggest is it's das. If it's Mashiach or Arkvah, of course he can do it for me.
That's the whole idea of Shlichut, though. Is that you?
No, but if it's something that's element of das, like the Tosfos Rid. Remember we said you can't do Shlichus on a mitzvah? You got to put tefillin on your arm. It's got to be my das, not Yosef's das. It's very personal. I have to do it myself. I cannot have him. And what happens if Yosef... In fact, the way I want to say it is... let's fix it a little bit. Efshir Liskos Shalomi Dakta. I'm not going to write Shliach. I'm going to write Kone Velo Ayyadei Shchiyah. In other words, Yosef knows Shliach might be good. Rabbeinu Shmaya is saying Shliach might be good. But what Yosef is saying is, what the case is, Yosef knows how much I wanted that mansion. Yosef's a tzaddik. Yosef a tzaddik. And therefore what? Right? We said that yesterday too, right? So tomorrow we do, you have a chazaka, right? So, Yosef knows how much I want the mansion. I'm out of town. He does it for me. He's zoch on my behalf. Rabbeinu Shmaya says, no. Kona himself, v'lo ayidei shchiyah. Let's say I didn't know about it. Does it still work? So most kinyanim, if you do a mashicha for me, to buy a car for me, does it work? Of course. Zoch on lam shlo b'fanav. All of a sudden, Rabbeinu Shmaya says, for kinyan suter, no. He needs my appointment. So shlichus would work, Uri. I correct myself. Shlichus will work, but Shchiyah will not. Why should Shchiyah not work? Many Rishonim say Shchiyah is mitam Shlichus. We learned last year, Rashi and Tyson, Ksubas, Yud Alfa, Ben-Mer, Gir Kotten, Johnny, Gir Kotten, and Yud Alfa, Manav, Gir Kotten, Rashi and Tyson say Shchiyah is mitam Shlichus. Ritf and Rashba argue. So Poshup Shah, Tyson, Shchiyah mitam Shlichus. All of a sudden, Kinyan Suter doesn't work. Ayyadei Shchiyah. Kinyan Suter doesn't work, Ayyadei Shchiyah. Why not? Why does Kinyan Suter not work Ayyadei Shchiyah? What's unique and special about it? Because you need my das. If I want to appoint him as a shlich, I have to do it. But for him to do it without my knowledge, forget about it. It's not like Mashiach and Hakbar. It's unique, it's special. So I think our Tosos of all this, even it's even greater Kiddush than the Ravid, because our Tosos said any Kinyan Suter that's used, he didn't say if it's just Amanas Dasu. Any Kinyan Suter that's ever used needs Eidus Lekim Adam. He likes the Rivam's original thought, which Tosus and Kedushin and the Tais HaRosh can't even fathom. They can't even fathom it. Tosus brings all these rias you don't need, aid him for Kinyan Suter, and the Tais HaRosh says, what are you bringing your rias for? It's pushing. You don't need rias. I know you know Shas. Tais HaRosh says to Tosus. I know you know Shas. I don't need all the rias. I'll be smart, you shouldn't require aid. The Rav responds, our Tosus. The Rav was really saying on the Rivet. But he's also saying, and we're pointing out, Tulsa's saying it even more than Roth said, the way we're saying it.
all Kenyan suitors, not Shava B'Shava, but all Kenyan suitors will need Eidus L'Kiyum that Davar. The Rambam does buy the Mahalif, but he doesn't require the Eidim because he requires Irva too. Our Tosa doesn't require Irva. He says a Kenyan suitor on its own needs to. And when the Gemara says in Baba Basa, Kenyan Bifnei Shnayim, it means literally Bifnei Shnayim. Granted, you don't have to rate Kasuvu. You don't have to tell them, they'll write on their own. But you know why you need Eidim? Because Eidim without a Kenyan suitor is a nothing. A get without Eidim is a nothing. Kedushin without Eidim is a nothing. Kenyan suitor without Eidim is a nothing as well. Not just in the case where I want my handkerchief back, like the Rai would say, but in all cases. All cases. That's what we want to say, our Tosa. That's why I did stress in the Sefer that our Tosa is saying even more than the Sheet Describer. Okay? Now, there's a few more Nakudas we got to do tomorrow on the Tosas. We'll do it quickly, but tomorrow we got to go Viking. We got a long Seder, so we got to go Viking. Everyone have a wonderful day. Can we get a Mincha?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go, guys. Minion. We have a Minion for Mincha. Mincha, Gedolah. Very good.